Please do not listen to this audio program while driving, while operating machinery, if you suffer from epilepsy, or at other times when you need to maintain fully awakened consciousness. If you're listening in stereo, these words should be coming from the left-hand side, and these from the right-hand side. The hypnotic process is a simple one. I'm going to first help you to relax by guiding your attention, and then I'm going to ask you to imagine or visualize some things. Some people wonder how good they are at visualizing. Well, it's actually very easy. Think of your front door. Which side is the lock on? To answer that question, you call to mind a picture of your door. That's visualization, and we can all do it. Visualization can affect your body. If you imagine something stressful, your body releases adrenaline and your muscles tense up. When you imagine something relaxing, your body chemistry changes and your muscles relax. In this hypnotic session, you will still have awarenesses. You will still be able to hear everything I say. And you will not become unconscious. Yet there will be changes. Your subconscious mind will fully experience all that's necessary to generate the profound psychological or physiological changes that you require. You may find that you do not consciously remember it all afterwards, but simply find yourself comfortable. And when you follow my instructions, there is no resistance at all. In trance, your perceptions can alter. It can range from deep relaxation to fascinating and absorbing differences in your understanding and awareness. You don't have to make any effort. Try to think or to stop. Thoughts just happen all by themselves. Simply notice your own perceptions and feelings. Enjoy whatever changes happen for you. And as you relax, your unconscious will take you just as far into hypnosis as is right for you now. Each time can be different. So now it's time to make sure that you're comfortable, sitting or reclining, in a place where you can be calm and undisturbed for half an hour or so. Place your hands down by your sides, and have your legs comfortably uncrossed. If you need to be awoken, you will awake fully alert, but for now, you can just let go. Just allow your eyes to close now, because most people can relax better with their eyes closed. And with your eyes closed, you're less distracted by things outside yourself. So just concentrate on letting those eyes close down comfortably. And I would like you to pay close attention to your breathing. I want you to pay close attention right now to your breathing. Really notice what it feels like each time you breathe in and each time you breathe out. Notice the rising and falling of your chest. Notice perhaps the change in tensions of any material that you're wearing as your chest fills when you inhale. Notice that the air is cooler when it enters and warmer as it leaves. When you breathe in, the air is room temperature. But when you breathe out, it's 98 degrees. Your own body has warmed it. In a moment, I want you to begin to count your breaths. Each one. Either as you breathe in, or as you breathe out. It doesn't matter. I'm going to keep talking to you while you count your breaths. But I want you to just pay attention to the counting. And take another deep breath right now. And as you exhale, just let go of any worries or concerns or stresses or tensions of the day. Just let go. And begin to count now. Count each breath. You can count either as you inhale or as you exhale. If you become distracted and forget, that's all right. Just bring your attention back and resume counting. If you don't remember where you were when you forgot, you can start where you thought you were, or you can just start over again at number one. Just keep counting. As I talk to you, just pay attention to counting your breaths. As you count and I talk to you, there may come a time when it's just not important to keep counting. And when you allow that to happen, just relax even more. So, as you count, I'm going to talk to you about some experiences you might have. And I'm going to suggest various experiences to you. As I talk, you might find yourself responding fully or partially. You might respond quickly or with some delay. You might respond today, or you might find that you respond tomorrow in ways that are beneficial to you. You might respond predictably, or you might surprise yourself. I don't know how you'll respond. How could I know that? But I hope you'll allow yourself to respond in ways that are helpful for you to overcome this problem. Overcoming any anxiety, any stress, any tension, and increasing your confidence and self-esteem, self-belief. And it feels more comfortable with those around you. You know how to explain a lot of things. Some things you don't know how to explain, but you can enjoy them just the same. For instance, you don't have to know how a television works in order to enjoy watching television. And you don't have to be able to explain the changes for good that you experience now or later today. Later today, and I don't know precisely what time that will be, just later today, you will have the opportunity to discover how really well you feel about how you're progressing, without any need to explain how it happened. I don't know what time it will be, and in fact it may not have anything to do with actual time on the clock, but it just comes naturally without paying attention to the time of day. You will just feel in control and at peace within. And when these changes occur, you may or may not identify the changes as having occurred as a result of listening to me. You may not even think you were hypnotized. But when the changes occur, now or later, today or tomorrow, or perhaps by Saturday at midnight, you can just be happy that they occurred. I don't know just when the last time was that you spent time just sitting quietly with your eyes closed, drifting off to no place in particular. But I do know, right now, that there really isn't anything that you have to do. Nothing else that you have to do. Why not allow yourself the luxury of being able to just drift along, listening and not listening? That's right. Just a little bit at a time. Maybe your conscious mind expects to be able to experience comfort. And your unconscious can expect something even deeper. So it really won't matter whether you consciously allow yourself the experience of a very deep, light relaxation, or unconsciously allow yourself a lighter state of deep relaxation. You really don't have to know just what to expect. But when you take the time to go inside, just like you're doing now, it's easy to notice how there's a part of you that knows how to breathe deeply. And you can expect that part to always be there. You can be confident that that part will always be there, so that those deep and comforting breaths just seem to happen. And there's a part of you aware of this moment, now, and a part of you that knows about later. And sooner or later, you can have the confidence of knowing over time that change is inevitable. Some people seem to work so hard at staying the same, as if that was even possible. You know and I know that change always happens, and important things that are quite unexpected can change your life for the better. A new friend, a new experience. You really don't know whether you can expect to be feeling whatever you're sitting or laying on at the moment, the softness beneath you. And when you first sat or laid down to listen to my words, you really didn't know what to expect. That you'd be thinking about your future and your present, and the present that you can give yourself of a wonderful future. But today always precedes tomorrow. You probably knew that yesterday, when you were thinking about tomorrow, that you would be here today, learning something at a much deeper level than you're even aware of. It's interesting to experience what happens when someone makes an important change. Now, some people talk about planting seeds, even to the point of growing their own food, just to be able to independently nourish the self. You know how it works. You dig a hole in the ground. You sprinkle in some seeds. You cover it up. And there's nothing more to see just yet. But there's a feeling, a very strong positive feeling, there's something important about to happen. And it may seem to take a while, but you can anticipate with enthusiasm that the seeds you planted will surely yield something quite valuable. Now, there's a part of you that can be oriented to future possibilities on the basis of the choices you make now and the actions you take now. The now which becomes the future. And you might even be able to feel that powerful sense of expectancy that something important is growing, something valuable and necessary is happening within you. And it can feel really good to think about that and to look forward in time to when you'll be able to look back over things that you did before to make things so good now, when later is now, and it did involve a lot of good planning, and you can plan, and you can even expect the unexpected too, and spontaneously discover things that you thought you could never expect, which then turn out even better. After all, sometimes we just can't know how well things can turn out. But if you remember, and you can remember, when you were a very young child, it was very difficult to know that one day you were going to be a grown-up. The expectation you had as a child seemed so uncertain about when that would happen. And it's difficult and amusing to remember so vividly that sometimes there are no expectations, and changes happen anyway. Like growing from a child into an adult, it's not something you have to know too much about. And if I had all the time in the world, I'd talk about self-fulfilling prophecies and unconscious expectations. But I really don't need to mention those things right now. Perhaps later something will occur to you about them at a deeper level. But I can wonder whether you've noticed that your breathing has changed. And I don't remember saying anything about that. And your pulse rate has changed. Did you expect that to happen? Sometimes the most soothing changes occur with no expectations at all, but with the knowledge, the deep knowledge, that every change has a consequence. And have you noticed how much more relaxed you are? How your feelings are so much lighter, and your thoughts so much more comforting, and you're looking forward to the many ways of change that you know will occur. And that's what planting seeds is all about. You know things are going to be changing over the next few hours, days, weeks, months, and years. Things you can look forward to doing differently. And you can anticipate some of those changes quite well. But there's something even more profound that I'd like you to know about. There's a part of you that really knows well how to adjust to changes of the expected type, and perhaps even more important, of the unexpected type. And I don't know if you have a name for that particular capability, a name or label, or maybe it's a feeling that's familiar to you, maybe even an image, or something you just say to yourself. But it's a part of you, a resource that you can use and have used quite successfully to manage changes of all sorts. And you probably know what that resource is that I'm talking about, don't you? And now you can know how to enjoy that feeling and how to get to that feeling. The confidence that things can change. And at the times that you most want to, or need to, you can really expect that feeling to be so strong and present in your awareness. And it will occur lots of places, lots of times. Perhaps while listening to music and words. Perhaps while thinking about things that you want to experience more in the future. Perhaps while closing your eyes to take in a few deep breaths. Perhaps while planting seeds in the fertile ground of your own thoughts. So, you can expect the expected, and you can expect the unexpected. And you can expect consciously what your unconscious cannot expect. The expectation within you of what the future is all about, as you live it today, and tomorrow, And when tomorrow becomes today, one day at a time, and you have all the building blocks for lots of wonderful future experiences. And by drifting down now into a very deep and comfortable relaxation, your subconscious mind is in the ideal state for visualization and positive suggestions. And even though your body has struggled with excess weight for a while now, you are able to remember a time when you were just the ideal weight and shape for your height. And if you've never been that ideal weight, it really doesn't matter, because your subconscious mind can imagine how it will feel when you've lost those excess pounds, to be able to move easily, freely, without the burden of carrying around all that excess fat. I'm sure that you know what I mean. Feeling excess weight around certain parts of your body. I want you to think of the parts of you that are causing you trouble in your everyday life. Take a moment right now and think about all the parts of you that are causing you trouble in your everyday life, parts that are related to excess weight. Perhaps having less energy than you'd like, being less mobile than you'd like. These are not good feelings for you. So far you've endured them. Putting on extra weight through some of the high-fat food you know you're eating. Knowing that sooner or later you have to do something about it, but putting off the inevitable until now. Well, now you've decided that it's time to revert to that healthier, more mobile you. And because you've decided, because you've already got it into your mind that now is the time, you're going to find that weight loss is easy. You're going to lose that excess weight. Not immediately. Perhaps over the next week or two, and over the next few months, because your lifestyle is changing now, even especially as you allow yourself to drift deeper and deeper into this comfortable and relaxing state. The first thing that your mind is beginning to accept is that in order to lose weight, you are going to be burning off more calories than you take in. This is fact. So no matter what you've eaten or drunk on a daily basis in the past, you're going to find that you now no longer need or want to eat or drink nearly as much of any substance that is fatty or unhealthy for you. If you still snack in between meals, then from now on you no longer feel that you want to do that. In fact, you do not want to do that. Your appetite for snack food is reducing. You no longer think of food in the way that you used to. It no longer comforts you. It's just a necessity. Your mind accepts these wonderful new ideas about losing weight. And when your mind accepts these ideas to reduce weight, your mind normalizes your metabolism. And your daily choices and habits begin to automatically move towards a slimmer, fitter, healthier you. These new choices then become easier to become habits, such as eating well, exercising regularly, and releasing any other unhealthy habits from your life. The first meal of your day kickstarts that metabolism. Your metabolism speeds up for 8 hours before gradually slowing down, until it's time for you to go to sleep. Whenever you skip your breakfast for whatever reasons, your metabolism doesn't get started until lunchtime. Therefore, you lose 3 hours of fat-burning time. So in order to lose weight faster, you begin to eat smaller, more regular meals. Meals that you might have prepared the night before, perhaps. Smaller, healthier snacks. Starting with a breakfast of some sort to kickstart your day. You can now begin to organize yourself in advance so that whenever you are hungry throughout the day, you will have access to and you will eat a small amount of healthy, nutritious food. Only healthy and nutritious food. When you've had enough to eat, you simply stop eating. Regardless of whether there is food left on the plate or in the packet or not, when you eat slower and allow yourself to savor every bite of your food, and you take regular sips of water as you eat, you will find that you will start to feel content a lot faster than usual. You simply don't have to finish off a plate of food or a full packet because it's there. That's something that parents wrongly say to children, to get them to eat their food initially. But now you've grown up, you're in charge of your eating. You are in charge of your eating. You are responsible for your eating. No one else. So you decide when you're content. And you decide to stop eating when you've met your physical needs. You begin to drink more now. Water, perhaps, cordial, maybe, fruit juices, as drinking more will flush any unhealthy toxins from your body. Each and every day, you are drinking more and more healthy liquids, which now become the only drink that satisfy your thirsts. As you begin a new healthy habit of drinking a full glass of cool, refreshing cordial, water, or juice before each meal. A full glass of cordial, water, or juice before each meal. Because this drink slightly shrinks your stomach so that you find yourself eating less, yet feeling fuller. It will help flush even more nasty toxins from your system, and this means that you're eating less, feeling fuller, and you'll begin to enjoy moving around more. When you eat, you do so to live. You no longer live to eat, you eat to live. Food is just a necessary and sometimes inconvenient distraction to whatever else is going on around you in your busy lifestyle. You do find, however, that you have no desire at all for sweet, fatty, or otherwise unhealthy food or drinks. You will view these foods right now as the enemy. They are against you. As you begin to concentrate instead on feeding and fueling your body with only the healthy nutrients that you know it needs, you can enjoy food because you have a healthy appetite for healthy food. You enjoy the taste of good food only, not snack food. You enjoy the variety of flavors in good, healthy food. Just as healthy eating people do, because you are a healthy eating person. You no longer wish to continue eating until you feel full, stuffed. Can't fit anything else in. Now you can eat regular healthy meals to satisfy your physical and physiological needs. And when you're feeling emotional, frustrated, sad, angry, even bored, you find that there is always something better to do than to emotionally eat, than to comfort eat. You're eating smaller, more regular meals. Meals that you may have prepared the night before. Smaller, healthier snacks. Not going without food all day and then gorging on massive platefuls of food at night. Because snacking on bad foods isn't in your life now. Your mind is focused elsewhere. Your pastimes. Your future. Your zest for living. Your progress at becoming healthier, fitter, and slimmer. Whatever is important for you as the wonderful, creative person that you are. And when you feel hungry and have to eat food, you can find that you have no desire for sweet, fatty, or otherwise unhealthy food or drink. You have no desire for sweet, fatty, or otherwise unhealthy food or drink. You concentrate fully on fueling your body with the healthy nutrients that it needs. From this moment on, you begin to enjoy using your body to its maximum potential. If you're a person who used to take the car or take buses or taxis from place to place, you can now really prefer to walk or to cycle. You can make a determined effort to walk or cycle carefully, whenever you can, every opportunity. whether it's simply up and down stairs more regularly, to the shops and back, around town, or out to visit friends, it really doesn't matter. The fact is that walking and light exercise, perhaps swimming, is becoming very important to you. Because you love the feeling of tightness in your muscles after a nice swim or a walk or a cycle. This reminds you that you're losing weight. You're losing weight, becoming healthier and feeling great. Losing weight and feeling wonderful, becoming slimmer, fitter, healthier and much more mobile each and every day. And you will find that before long, you can not only double, but treble the amount of exercise. It reminds you that you really are now losing the weight where it counts. Losing weight, getting much needed exercise, toning up, feeling wonderful. You begin to have more energy during your normal everyday activities too. And you can now find yourself up and on the go as much as you can. No more sitting around and doing nothing at all. That is not for you. Even as you begin moving around more and more, you're aware that this is the way it was meant to be. So natural for you. As a human being with legs and arms, you are meant to exercise and utilize your body to burn off any excess fat and to lose weight. Rather than sitting and stagnating like an old vegetable that's ready for the bin while eating unhealthy foods. The benefit for you in the exercise is that you not only have more energy and more vitality, you really do begin to lose weight, to become more mobile, healthier, fitter, so much more motivated and driven to lose that excess weight. The wonderful thing is that it's so easy for you, because this is the way you were meant to be. So if you will, right now, I want you to imagine, to visualize, to get a sense of yourself at the weight and the size and the shape that you've set your mind on. See yourself, or just get a feeling of being slimmer, healthier, fitter, so much more confident, knowing that you look and feel so good. See what you're wearing, or importantly, notice how you're moving much more easily, freely, like your body should be moving. How do you feel? Imagine the congratulations and praises that people are giving you. But even so, it's nowhere near as important to you as how you feel about yourself right now. You're lighter, you're healthier, you're slimmer, you're fitter. You are your ideal weight and size for your height. You look good, you feel good, you are good. This is your ideal self. So take that image of your ideal self and place it right up there in the front of your mind. Place it up there in the front of your mind to remind you over and over again how good it will be when you've lost that excess weight. Place it up there in your mind right now. See it clearly. Focus on it. See it in every minute little detail, because that's where you're heading right now. Keep it locked up there, big and bright, loud and clear. In position in the front of your mind, locked, fixed, permanently there for you to remind yourself of where you're going to be. You may find that there are days when you just don't feel like walking or exercising, or when you're just physically unable, and that's fine, if it's just the odd day. But if your body is physically fit and healthy, then you'll find that by the following day, your determination and motivation will have doubled. Because you'll just want to catch up. Because you really cannot wait to lose that excess weight. To become more mobile. If your body isn't as physically fit or as healthy as you'd like it to be, that's not a problem. You can pace yourself. Becoming in touch with your body and knowing what it's capable of is important to you. So you will push yourself only as far as you know you can safely go. Realizing perhaps that a little further will come with time, and it will. Your unconscious mind will let you know when it's time to stop, and there is a time to stop, and a time to go. And you're on the go so much more now as you move towards your healthier, fitter, slimmer self. As you relax and continue to enjoy these positive feelings, you will find that the outcome will be that, at an emotional level, you will feel much more relaxed, more balanced, and more calm every day. You'll find that your mind is calmer, and you'll feel more at peace with yourself. Allow all of these feelings to develop and to grow stronger and stronger now. Feel at peace with a sense of well-being, a sense of purpose, motivation, and direction. And regardless of any stress and tensions which may surround your life, you now sense and recognize the feelings of inner peace, calmness, and relaxation. You have a feeling of developing self-esteem. You feel confident that the goals you've set for yourself, the commitment you've made to yourself, you're able to keep. These feelings of inner peace and relaxation are actually creating a shield of protection around you. And you may now remain calm and more at peace, more relaxed than you've been in the past, and these positive feelings will stay with you. They will grow stronger and stronger. As you become more relaxed, in fact, this relaxed response will become a pleasant part of your life. You'll surprise yourself in that you'll find you're able to let go of things that belong to the past. You'll see them correctly in their old, true perspective, as belonging to the past. Old negative memories, old patterns of behavior, things that have raised themselves as barriers against your ability to achieve the things you want to achieve in your life. They're now fading. Things that used to worry you, or make you feel uncomfortable, or tempt you, they're simply fading away. You're seeing them as part of the past. You're now opening your mind to new possibilities, new opportunities, new beginnings, and exciting new adventures. This is allowing your body to come back to its correct balance. This is allowing your mind to feel settled and calm. This is allowing you to experience a deep sense of inner confidence and contentment. And all of these positive feelings will stay with you much long after this session ends. As you stay in this content, relaxed frame of mind, you'll find that inwardly, you are getting stronger and stronger. As you become more relaxed, all of these attributes that you're seeking as a solution to any problems and to other aspects of your life, this relaxed response will enable you to achieve all of this. And now I'm going to count to five. I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and at the number 5, you can slowly open your eyes and be fully aware, wide awake once again. Starting with 1, slowly returning to full awareness once again. 2, each muscle calm, relaxed, soothed, and comfortable. 3, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, an energy beginning to refill your entire body. 4, on the next number, slowly opening your eyes, becoming more alert, more refreshed. And 5, wide awake, open your eyes, take a nice deep breath and have a stretch. Welcome back.